The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The Lord said, "Woe to you who build the memorials of the prophets whom your fathers killed. Consequently, you bear witness and give consent to the deeds of your ancestors, for they killed them and you do the building. Therefore, the wisdom of God said, 'I will send to them prophets and apostles. Some of them they will kill and persecute,' in order that this generation might be charged with the blood of all the prophets shed since the foundation of the world, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who died between the altar and the temple building. Yes, I tell you, this generation will be charged with their blood. Woe to you, scholars of the law! You have taken away the key of knowledge. You yourselves did not enter, and you stopped those trying to enter." When Jesus left, the scribes and Pharisees began to act with hostility toward him and to interrogate him about many things, for they were plotting to catch him at something he might say. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Today's gospel is a pretty harsh condemnation by our Lord. "Woe to you, scholars of the law! You have taken away the key of knowledge. You yourselves did not enter, and you stopped those trying to enter." The scribes and the Pharisees were these scholars of the laws, and they were blocking the way of those who wanted to follow Jesus. Throughout the gospels that present as the most formidable obstacle to the gospel, they present. These scribes and Pharisees were people who kept only the letter of the law, but failed to keep its spirit. They closed themselves off completely to the love of God and love of neighbor. They hardened their hearts, and though they appeared upright, they turned others away from pursuing God. And Jesus severely corrects these doctors of the law time and time again, because given their study and meditation on Scripture, they were the ones who should have recognized Jesus as the Messiah, because his coming had been foretold in the sacred books. But as we learn from the gospel, the exact opposite happened. Not only did they not accept Jesus, these scholars of the law obstinately opposed him. As teachers of the law, they should have been the ones that taught people to follow Christ, to look for him, to seek him. But instead, they block the way. My brothers and sisters, our goal then as Christians is not to block the way of a soul's pursuit of Jesus and the kingdom of God. They have enough obstacles and blockades set up by the world that we live in. No, these souls, when we meet them, need encouragement along the way toward our Lord. And it's on us to be that encouragement, to give little words of encouragement, to give affirmations, to encourage their pursuit of the Lord, to be the light set high on a hill, and to be that beacon pointing the way to Christ.